How about now?
Is reaching as high as she can. She's even on her tippy toes. And yet the hammer is hitting the back of Manny's head. But Mr. Bondurant's injuries weren't to the back of his head. They were right on top. And clearly, she can't reach it. Not well enough to deliver a blow with sufficient force, which means Ms. Trammell wouldn't have been able to either.
Okay, Doctor, that all makes sense. But what if Mitchell Bondurant was bending? Couldn't he have bent down to, say, tie his shoe?
He could have, but Mr. Bondurant sustained injuries to his knees at the time of death, which indicate that he fell forward after he was struck. Now, if he had been bending over, the distance between his knees and the ground wouldn't have been great enough to create those injuries.
So there's no way someone of my client's height could have had Mitchell Bondurant on the top of his head with a hammer.
Under the circumstances as we know them, no, there is not.
Ms. Freeman.
May I?
Of course.